Good morning, everybody. It's February 23rd here on Eat Sleep Archery, doing a weekly podcast on this bright sunny day in northern Arizona. I was fortunate enough to get a javelina this weekend. It was a pretty good success story. Granted, it was with my rifle. We got up there, one of the neighboring units around Kingman, Arizona. If you guys don't know where I'm at. And one of the neighboring units is just really super windy, could not do it with a bow. But this channel doesn't discriminate, and a hunting story is a hunting story. So everybody grab their Black Rifle coffee and wake up. Follow along. So early morning, we got up there and just spotted them. It was picture perfect weather. Granted, it was windy, nice and bright. Started on a stalk. I got busted 3 times trying to get in within 50 yards of a shot. And I had my old trusty 30-30, the dirty 30. And I wound up hitting that javelina at right around 80 yards. Now, this all being said, never hunted javelina before with a rifle. So next time, the 223 is going in the truck. But it was an awesome hunt. It's a great story. And I don't know how many people that listen are on my Facebook page, know me personally, you know, blah, blah, blah. But when I posted on Facebook, something along the lines of, javelina has been on my bucket list since I knew what a javelina was. And that is true. That is absolutely true. I tell locals that, been hunting for 30 plus years, and they say they're just a big rat. Just a big desert rat. And they basically are. But people that know me know that I'm a huge PSE fan. I'm a huge Brian Quokka fan. Brian Pigman Quokka. Growing up watching all his film. Okay, that's fine. And it is true. And in my statement on Facebook, I stated that I grew up watching him on TV. And that's kind of where my love fell into this. So, got my first one. Super cool. Just a couple updates. What's going on right now in my little world. We are going to have a 3D shoot coming up. It's going to be first of next month. I believe I will get exact dates. Location, Mojave County Sportsman's Club, 7 mile range. That's about all I got right now. We're going to have the second leg of the Full Draw Bow Hunters over at Ben Avery. That's coming up also. I don't have exact dates on that either. I'm just full of information today, apparently. Other than that, the next episode, unless something happens, I am going to go through my top 5 21 bows of this year as an opinion. I can tell you right now that the PSE Stealth Mach 1 is probably still my favorite. And I still have to give you guys a rundown on all the gear changes that I made for the upcoming August hunt. So I think as of today, guys, it was real short and sweet. Just wanted to touch base, let everybody know kind of what was going on. And yeah, next week, maybe the end of this week, it's going to be a little bit more drawn out, more in detail. That's kind of where I lack a little bit. But yeah, guys, you have a great day.